Yes, welcome once again to the Daily Inspiration. I want to bless you today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I trust that, again, as I usually say, I trust that you are being blessed by the Word of God, because the Word of God is alive and powerful and sharp as a two-edged sword. And God does surgery on our hearts when we read His Word. If we'll come to Him in faith and in brokenness, He will raise us up, and He will do a work in our hearts, and He will make us His faithful children by His strength and His might, and He will pour out blessings on us that we cannot even contain. And so, praise the Lord, that's why we're here today. That's why we're gathering around the Word of God, because we recognize the value and the importance of God's Word. And I believe that's why you're calling in. And I believe that's why I'm here sharing it with you, because God's Word is the bread of life for you and me. And we must partake of this bread if we want to live. This is our food. And it gives us the information that we need to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. I'd like to tell you a little story that I read years ago. I read a story about a lady that her father was one of the men that did the work on Mount Rushmore. Apparently what they did for the crew that worked on Mount Rushmore to carving out the faces there, they allowed the family to come and visit the park and to get a close look, and they could. Apparently, there's ladders and things up there, maybe for maintenance. I don't know, but anyways, they allowed family members to go up and get a closer look of the work that was done by their relatives. And this lady was telling the story when she got to go visit the park that way. Her dad had passed away. I believe that I don't remember how long he had been passed away, but anyway, she got to go visit, and I remember her response was kind of interesting. As she toured and got a close look, she was amazed at all of the chips and the blemishes and even the patches that were put in there. There's patchwork done to fix places that needed patching. And she couldn't see it from down low where most people actually view the monument there. But as she got close, she was able to see that there were mistakes there. There were places that were covered up and places that didn't look all the way right. But down from a distance, couldn't really tell it. And she was amazed. And I just remember that kind of stuck with me as I read that story, how that those blemishes didn't show up, for most people didn't know they were there. And it just got me to thinking about the Christian life. And you know, you and I, we have a very strong temptation in this world to put our best foot forward, and that's what everybody does. I don't think there's hardly any exemptions from that. We want people to think well of us. The problem is that if we don't have our hearts right with God and let Him be working in us as a channel, then we may be very similar to what this lady saw. As people get a close look at us, they're going to see our blemishes, and they're going to see those faulty spots and the patchwork. And that's okay if our heart is good with God. If we try to cover all that up and make people think that we don't have any of those faults, that's when I think we get in trouble. But when we're open enough and free enough to let people see that, hey, we're human beings, we are just like you, we struggle with life, and we need a Savior, we need somebody to strengthen us day by day, I think that is a tremendous opportunity, a witnessing tool, because it shows people that we're on the same level, that we have a need or a Savior, just like they do. And I think it's a good, important thing, because people, they'll begin to love and trust us even more if we're open and honest with them and let them know, you know, There's things that we struggle with. We cry out to God for. We are flesh and blood. But anyways, I thought of that analogy. I thought of how that could be very possible with the Christians, and how people from a distance, they don't see how just the same we are as them. Only difference is that we come to God, a loving, living Savior, and we get forgiveness, and He gives to us repentance. And that is a glorious thing. And we were talking about how God's heart is towards the poor, and He is looking out for the widow and the orphans, the fatherless. And I want to read another passage of Scripture here, give you a little bit of idea. This is David, King David here, and he's writing this just after he has committed a sin of adultery and murder, and he has got a repentant heart. And I just want you to hear that heart cry out to his Father as I read this Scripture here that he wrote. And it's Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. His heart was repentant here. He was asking for help. Verse 2, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. In the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. This truth in the inward parts, when people get a close look and see our lives, oh, that they would see that we desire truth in the inward parts. Verse 7, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. You hear David's heart here. He was crushed. He was broken over his sin. He was crying out to God and asking God to forgive him and to restore him, because he understood that this was coming between him and his Father in heaven. And you can hear his heart as he cries out to God, and you see that he knows and he trusts that God is a long-suffering, patient God who's able to blot out our transgressions, able to wash us thoroughly, and cleanse us from sin, and is able to make us whiter than snow. And David was realizing this, and he came broken to God. And he laid out all of this before God and asked God for restoration. He laid down his life, and I believe God allowed him to take it up again and to live out a life with a clear conscience and without guilt and shame. There was consequences. There are always consequences. But his heart was cleared with God, and he wasn't having to try to hide things and to cover up, but he poured it all out to God. And he was looking for truth in his inward parts. He didn't want to cover up anything and to fake something and make something look like it was when it wasn't. And that's a good lesson for us. I pray that God will help us to be able to walk transparent and to let people look into our lives, and hopefully they will see, yes, they'll see struggles. They'll even see some disappointing things, but hopefully they will also see a repentant heart and a heart that is longing to be cleansed by our Father, that when we do stumble, when we do have weakness, that we cry out to the living God, that we cry out to Him and say, have mercy on me, O God, according to Thy loving kindnesses, according to the multitude of Thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression. Can you say that today? Can you cry out to God that way, even as David did? And I want to encourage you that you would be able to do this before God. Let Him do heart surgery and to probe through your heart and cleanse and wash you thoroughly, that there would be truth in the inward parts. God bless you today as you meditate on these things.